Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant money being taken away from Fulton County, HUD money to be exact. Pamela Rochelle, the Fulton Deputy Chief Operating Officer, said she did not know exactly what the impact of relinquishing the entitlement community status would be. Rochelle said she had to reach out to HUD, but has not received an answer as to the decision. That was part of the problem. But this thing is riddled with problems. In the studio, Commissioner Natalie Hall is here to address this and more. She represents District 4. Commissioner Hall, how are you?
I'm good. I have a little bit of laryngitis, but I'm here to speak on this issue.
You sound great to me because you're speaking from a place of service. You and I were together just a few days ago at a huge toy and bike giveaway.
Yes.
And this is something near and dear to my heart, near and dear to your heart. We do a lot of these every year.
Yes.
When you got on the microphone, and I said this the next day on air, when you got on the microphone, you didn't do the, hey, let's have a great time, let's spend time with family, let's enjoy these gifts, let's enjoy each other. You didn't give that speech.
No.
I heard you talking. I'm on the floor playing basketball. And by the way, Commissioner Hall, I was taking him to the hoop too. Okay. I'm serious on that court. So I'm playing basketball. I hear you on the microphone and you just dropped something on us. I had no idea. Tell the listeners what you told us.
I told everyone about the vote at the last Board of Commissioners meeting on December 18th, where four of my colleagues voted to remove our entitlement status so that Fulton County would no longer be able to receive any more federal grant funding for the Community Development Block Grant, Emergency Solutions Grant, the Home Investment Partnership Grant, and the Neighborhood Stabilization Program Grant. And this vote was a vote of our chairman, Rob Pitts, and Liz Hausman, Lee Morris, and Bob Ellis. The three no votes were Joe Karn, Commissioner Arrington, and myself. And the reason that we voted against this is because this jeopardizes us from receiving federal HUD grant funding to help us help those who need housing, such as our homeless individuals and families, our low-income families, and our seniors. We need to be in the game. We need to continue to support our cities in helping in all these areas.
Over the course of time, we're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Absolutely.
We're talking about cities that currently have made decisions and long-term plans. Some cities have 5-year plans, 10-year plans, where underserved individuals in their community will benefit from these grant dollars. Those plans are now in danger.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get to the root of this. Because I'm looking at what Ellis is saying, Commissioner Ellis. I'm looking at what Chairman Pitts is saying. Ellis said this, and I quote, increasingly, we're not doing, and we meaning Fulton County, we're not doing a very good job of administering these programs. Okay, that's a diagnosis of the problem. Why are we not trying as a county? This is my question to Commissioner Ellis and anyone else who voted to get rid of it. Why have you not proposed a strategy to fix the mismanagement you speak of?
Well, I tried. In the 2019 budget, I requested funding to start trying to hire the staff necessary to manage and administer these grant fundings. And unfortunately, those positions were just filled recently. This is a issue that has been going on for quite some time. The Department of Community Development, Housing and Community Development, lost its director back in January. That position has not been filled. So That is key to the overall operation of the department, is to have a department head. Not only has HUD provided us with audits all the way up until this year, that state the same thing repeatedly, that we need to staff up in our Department of Housing and Community Development. They said even the current staff that we do have need to be trained on the federal regulations to ensure that they are up to date on how to administer and manage these grants. And those are two things that we can do in Fulton County, but that has not been done. Unfortunately, we've missed the mark on that. But as I questioned at our last board meeting, the county manager, Dr. Pamela Rochelle, and our COO, Anna Roach, and I asked, have you tried to staff up? They said, we just recently filled the positions that were budgeted through the enhancement budget. And I said, well, why would we do something like this if we are now trying to do what HUD told us to do in the first place?
Right.
And they had no answer.
That doesn't make sense to me. Okay, I understand that there has been a deficiency in expertise. You don't have the staff. You don't have the experts. You're overworked. I get it. Now you actually get the positions filled that HUD has been saying you need to get filled, and you now need to get these people trained up. You have a solution, and then you get the solution, and then they eliminate the HUD grant funding. This makes no sense to me. Am I missing something here?
Well, Rashad, we actually had an employee from that department come to the Board of Commission meeting and speak. And this gentleman, like I said on camera at that meeting, I hope that no one decides to do anything negative to him because he came and spoke. He spoke on exactly what can happen, the impact to our communities, the impact to the cities, and the impact to the current staff and employees. And I'm talking about expertise. Like I told my colleagues, we need to allow the people who are experts in this area to give us the recommendation on what to do. But that's not what has happened.
My true north are the citizens of Fulton County, especially those who are historically underserved, who can benefit greatly from these programs. I'm fighting for them. And I know I'm already getting inboxes from people reminding me that I had Chairman Rob Pitts on my show just a couple of weeks ago, and that I'm actually fond of the guy. But if I allow my personal relationship with somebody to be stronger than me understanding when I need to stand up for you, I don't deserve this platform. So damn all that. He's wrong on this vote. Period. We got more on the other side. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703. If you have a question for Commissioner Natalie Hall, we're talking about Fulton County voting 4-3 to basically eliminate millions and millions of dollars of grant funding from HUD. And we're talking about real development funding for people that absolutely need it. Plans have already been made with some cities for their communities because they depend on this grant money as part of their future development. That is all now in danger. It was a 4-3 vote with Chairman Rob Pitts voting to eliminate it with three other conservatives on the county commission. Very interesting stuff. Now, Commissioner Hall, thank you for remaining with us.
Absolutely.
I have some documents in front of me. Now, let me go back to Pamela Rochelle, Fulton's Deputy Chief Operating Officer. She said she did not know exactly what the impact of relinquishing the entitlement community status would be. Rochelle also said she reached out to HUD and the DCA before December 18th, before the vote, but had not received any answers before the decision was made. I'm going to read part of a leaked document that came to me. And it says, in part, the purpose of this memorandum is to notify you that the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, has notified Fulton County through Chairman Robert L. Pitts of the county's non-compliance in timely spending community development block grant CDBG funds, see attachment, the county faces a potential 100% reduction of the FY 2020 CDBG grant as a result of not meeting the timelines required. Now, the deputy COO said not only did she not get a response, but that she was not sure of the impact. This is a response, and it tells you what the impact will be. I have it in writing. It is in front of me. It is from the office of the county attorney. Something's not adding up. Commissioner Hall.
Oh, goodness. Well, I've not seen the document that you just read.
I'm going to hand it to you. Absolutely. There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
and you can hold on to that.
Well, I'm looking at it, and it says it went to the Board of Commissioners on December 5th, so it's got to be in my office.
Mm-hmm. And I have another document from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to the Honorable Rob Pitts. This was leaked to me as well.
Can I see that?
Yes, ma'am. And that's directly from the federal office. But you should know that one.
This is the document that I held up at the December 18th Board of Commissioners meeting, mm-hmm. because Commissioner Ellis referenced a document, and I wanted to make sure that I had the same thing. Mm-hmm. And when I questioned the county manager and Dr. Rochelle and COO Anna Roach about the document, they said I had the right one. And okay. So this is the same document that I actually had at mm-hmm. the meeting. And it does speak very clearly to all of what we're talking about today.
Very clearly, very concisely. Now, my question is this also. Obviously, as a board, you all are not managers day to day.
Right.
Who's in charge of this department day to day?
Well, because the director left in January, mm-hmm. the director reports to the county manager.
Okay.
But there is no director, so it would be the county manager. But the county manager, I think, assigned it to Dr. Pamela Rochelle temporarily until he found a department head.
Wow. And there's still no department head for that division?
No.
Okay. All right. So I know people are listening to me from Fulton County. I'm seeing the inboxes. Thank you for the support. This is a quick fix. Easy fix. January 8th, fix it. That's it. If you fix it on January 8th, I won't bring it back up. Fix it on January 8th. January 8th is important because that's your next budget meeting, correct?
That's right. That's our next televised Board of Commissioners meeting, mm-hmm. Wednesday, January 8th. It starts at 10 a.m. at the Fulton County Government Center at 141 Pryor Street Southwest in Assembly Hall, Atlanta, Georgia, 30303. We ask that people arrive before 10 a.m. so that you can fill out a speaker's card and you can speak to the entire Board of Commissioners for 2 minutes and tell them exactly what you want for your communities. Fulton County is mandated by the state to provide health and human services. We also have art centers, libraries. We have health centers. So we need for the people to come out and tell us how you want your tax dollars spent, that you want these services for seniors, youth, homelessness, and others. We need to hear from you.
We're going to pack the place out on January 8th. Okay, we're going to pack it out. I may even come as well. I may take off from air and be there also.
We would love to have you.
All right. What else can people do, Commissioner Hall?
They can also email the Board of Commissioners. If they go to fultoncountyga.gov and go to the Commissioners page, You can find the commissioner's contact information. You can call them. You can email them and let them know how important not only federal grant funding is to the communities, but also all of the health and human services for the communities.
FultonCountyGA.gov. You can find all of the commissioner's information there. Email them, call them. FultonCountyGA.gov. FultonCountyGA.gov. Okay. All right. Do we have any callers for? All right. We got Faye Cofield. Faye, good day. Welcome.
Hey, Rashad. You know, housing and treatment of, and human rights for the poor is one of my main concerns. And one of my concerns about the Metro Atlanta area, especially Fulton County and DeKalb County, is why they are not building homes and housing for affordable, you know, for people that are middle class that are making between, say, $40,000 and $60,000. And it becomes even more troubling when you hear that they have to give back money because they didn't use it.
Right.
So since you, and I'm glad that you have the documents so nobody can wiggle and worm and say it didn't happen. But I want to know why in this city, in this area, we are not building housing for the majority of people. We're only building for the upper class and not for those who work every day. And it wasn't always like this.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call, Faye. Commissioner, you want to take a crack at that?
Well, Fulton County was trying to help in that area, but with the loss of these federal grants from HUD, we will no longer be able to assist.
Yeah.
And it will put the cities in a predicament where they will have to compete for money, and they would not even receive the amount of money that we could receive as a county.
Wow. And some of them, because of their fiscal plan, they are now starting in the hole if the HUD money is taken away.
That's right, because there are a lot of cities that actually count on Fulton County to receive this federal funding to assist them.
I want people listening to not look at this as dollars, but look at this as dollars connected to the upliftment of people. Okay, these dollars represent people, people that need the service. That's what it represents. And this is not the money of Fulton County. It is not even the federal government's money. It's yours. It's yours. Act like it. I appreciate you, Commissioner. How can people contact you?
Oh, they can call me at my office at 404-612-8226 or email me at Natalie, Natalie.Hall, at FultonCountyGA.gov.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate all you do. Once again, if you want to call her directly, you could call 404-612-8226, 404-612-8226, or go to the county website, FultonCountyGA.gov, FultonCountyGA.gov. Find the commissioner you want to talk with. The chairman of the commission in Fulton County is Rob Pitts. His information is there as well. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.